Exclusive, Truth Social CEO Devin Nunes. Republic cannot survive without open internet. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on July 9, 2022. Truth Social CEO Devin Nunes spoke to Breitbart News about the platform's growth, criticized big tech censorship, and said that a republic cannot survive without an open internet. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle opened the interview with Nunes by discussing Truth Social and asked the CEO his thoughts on Elon Musk's move to back out of his Twitter buyout deal. Nunes said Musk's decision to back out was no surprise to him after following the saga for the past few months. Nunes added that he did not buy into the narrative that Musk would become a savior for Twitter and rid the platform of its censorship tactics. Nunes described Twitter as a global PR wire for celebrity types, sport people, corporations, political hacks, and weird reporters. He also said Twitter is not Truth Social's competition because everyday Americans just don't use Twitter. You know, everyday Americans just don't use it. So with our competition for Truth Social, we're not just trying to be a PR wire. Obviously, people will put stuff out on Truth, like they do on Twitter and Instagram and other places, Nunes said. But we're trying to be a social networking place. We're trying to be a place that's totally open, where people have fun, that's family friendly. Facebook and TikTok are more of a competitive threat to Truth Social than Twitter, according to Nunes. Boyle noted that the company is not that far from reaching 10 million total users and asked Nunes to talk about the growth of the new social media platform. Nunes said the company's growth is phenomenal, and they are trying to build the cancel-proof social media platform. Unlike Parler, whose website went down after being restricted by Amazon Web Services. But, you know, we are building this company so that we cannot be cancelled by any tech tyrant. So everything we're doing it slow, methodical, brick by brick, so that the platform can't be cancelled by somebody like Bezos, Amazon, he said. When talking about why he left Congress to work for former President Donald Trump's Truth Social, Nunes said he and Trump were tired of the un-American social media censorship that you only see in socialist, fascist dictatorships. He said, and a lot of people ask me, you know, why did I leave Congress? And I often tell them that it was, real simple that, you know, President Trump didn't need a new company. And I didn't need a new job, but we both noticed. Obviously, the president was completely kicked off of every social media platform. I mean, completely un-American and only the crap that you see in socialist, fascist dictatorships. He went on to say that an open internet is one of the most important things for our country to survive. So I just don't believe that this country survives if you don't have an open internet, and so we're here to open the internet back up, give people their voice back, Nunes said. And I just thought it was a more important role for me to leave and take on this fight than it was to stay in the Congress. Because I just don't believe if people can't do basic communications with one another. He continued to criticize the political left for their rampant censorship of conservatives on other social media platforms. So how can you have where one party, far left party in this country, controls all of those social media companies? A republic cannot survive. And I think that's the one thing that the fake news just can't get their arms around. Because they write so many fake stories that they actually believe them, Nunes said. Nunes also talked about California Governor Gavin Newsom's recent decision to join Truth and how the platform welcomed him with open arms. However, he believes that Newsom and his team only joined the platform in an effort to be removed from there. He goes and he signs up, gets an account, brags about it, put some kind of inflammatory and a left-wing propaganda on there. And I really believe him, his team thought that President Trump and I were going to boot him off the platform, Nunes said. But instead we did the opposite. We welcomed him to the platform, I put out a welcome to Truth message, our Truth Social account welcomed him. Nunes said that Truth Social's goal is to make social media fun again and emphasize that the platform's focus is not just on the political realm. We want to make social media fun again. You will see on there that the pictures are very good, he said. The videos, we have great meme makers and video makers that do funny videos, and often, you know, that aren't political. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.